Heavenly Father, we pray that you would open the eyes of our understanding as we together get into your word. We love you, Jesus, and thank you for continuing the good work you began in us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Daily prayer guide following a biblical outline. I hope this exhorts and encourages you in your communion with Christ. That's what prayer is in its most basic and important definition, would be our communion with the Lord. And prayer takes on many facets, as we see in Scripture. And this message is to exhort and to inspire you in your prayer life, your daily life of prayer. Many would ask, Lord, teach me to pray, just like the disciples requested of Jesus in Matthew 6, and I believe it's Luke 11. And so sharing what I am praying, which is coming straight out of the Holy Scriptures, coming out of the Word of God itself, is for the sole purpose of encouraging you in your prayer life, in your communion with the Lord. Here's kind of a guideline that I use, which is based on and coming straight out of the Scriptures. The Bible is actually our prayer guide. We see it in the Word, and in context, we pray it. What a blessing that is. Anything in the Bible, in the context in which it is stated and with the whole of Scripture in mind, is fair game to pray back to God, to ask Him for, because the Word of God is the will of God.
The written Word is the counsel of God, Psalm 33:11.
And it sets forth and is our ultimate prayer guide. So praying every day, saints, for the body of Christ, and many of your names are on my list, and I would definitely covet being on your list. And here's some of the biblical truth that I pray every day personally for the body of Christ, and specific names, probably 30 or 40 names that I take before the Lord. And here's some of the things I lift you up in prayer concerning before our Lord. And that would be that God would take away the stony places in our hearts and replace them. Grant us hearts of flesh, pliable, humble, teachable, worshipful, obedient hearts, according to Ezekiel 36:24-26. And I want to encourage you to look up every one of these Bible verses. Ezekiel 36:24-26, where the Lord says that when He saves us, He takes away the stony places in our hearts, and He grants us to have a heart of flesh. The Bible even says, through much tribulation, we'll enter into the kingdom of God. And the different things that happen, sometimes our hearts can become hardened, as Hebrews 3 speaks about. Also, another request, that the Lord would unite our hearts to fear His name, Psalm 86:11. How about this one, that He would bless us to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God.
Colossians 4:12.
I just absolutely love that one. That's Colossians 4:12, where the Bible says Epaphras, a disciple of Jesus, prayed for the body of Christ that they would stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. Here's another one that I pray each morning, and I hope you will, that the Lord will fill us with His love and cause that love to be demonstrated through our lives daily in our interaction with others. 1 Corinthians 13, the love chapter, I love to read that every morning, and I can personally testify that that is making a difference in my life.
Which will also do the same in your personal life with Christ.
Here's something else I pray for the body of Christ from the Word of God that you might want to consider also. And that would be that the Lord would baptize and fill us with his Holy Ghost. If you haven't been baptized with the Holy Ghost, I want you to look up the Holy Spirit category on safeguardyoursoul.com, or just put in the words Holy Ghost, and that's a gift from God for every believer who simply asks for it and seeks the Lord for it. Acts 1:8, Acts 2:4, etc. So the prayer would be that he would fill us afresh every day with his Holy Spirit and use us powerfully for his eternal glory, Acts 1:8. But ye shall receive power, Jesus promised, after, not before, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. That would be in the baptismal measure. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, Acts 1:8. Another thing I pray is that God would quicken and give us his wisdom concerning fruitful stewardship of his resources that he's entrusted us with.
And every one of us will give personal account to the Lord when we stand before him in judgment. Studying the Bible concerning stewardship is so very important.
Such as from the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, God's going to bring us all into personal judgment and account for how we have distributed and spent and stewarded the resources that he is putting into our hands in this life. Here's something else, that we would be blessed to know him in that oneness and abiding relationship that Jesus spoke about in John 15 and John 17 in his prayer, and that we would bear fruit through that knowledge, that intimacy with him, we would bear fruit to his eternal glory. How about this one? The prayer that the Lord would teach us and bring us to be consummate soul winners as his ambassadors. Proverbs 11:30. He that winneth souls is wise. 2 Corinthians 5:20. The Lord says that we are his ambassadors. We're his new creatures. All things are now of God, and we are his ambassadors. How about this? That the Lord would multiply his grace, love, and wisdom in each of our hearts and lives. And there are scripture references for each of these and biblical justification that this is God's stated desire for each and every one of us to be increased and multiplied, actually, in his grace and love and wisdom. Hallelujah. And again, the name of this message, and you can find it on safeguardyoursoul.com so that you can look at the text version of it. It's called Daily Prayer Guide.
And some may be inclined to actually screenshot it and or print it out and put it in their prayer closet, perhaps.
Here's another one. That the Lord would increase our faith. Luke chapter 17, verse 5. That's what the apostles did. They asked the Lord to increase their faith. Did Jesus rebuke them? Oh, no. And so what does that mean? If Jesus didn't rebuke it, it's fair game for us to ask of the Lord. And he said, you shall receive. Matthew 7:7. Also, according to 1 Timothy 2, we are to pray for our leaders. We're to give intercession and supplications for all men. And for kings or our civil leaders, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. 1 Timothy 2, 1-3. And how about this one? We're to pray for our city, Jeremiah 29:7. Also, we're to pray according to Jesus' model prayer for us. It's really not the Lord's prayer. It's more of the disciples' prayer in Matthew 6, 9 through about 12. And we're to pray that his kingdom will come on this earth as it is in heaven, Matthew 6, 10. Also, we're to pray that God would send forth laborers into his harvest, and we should add to that, according to the whole counsel of Scripture, that God will supply for them and even use us to be a conduit for that supply. Matthew 9:37-38, "Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew 9:37-38. Also, we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Psalm 122, verse 6. "Pray for the peace of Jerusalem, they shall prosper that love thee." Notice God attaches a special blessing that he gives to us and adds to our lives as we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Now, somebody might say, "I don't understand why or all that's going on there." It doesn't matter. He just said to pray to him for the peace of Jerusalem. That's all we have to know. We don't have to figure everything out. If that were the case, we wouldn't be doing very much because we can't understand the things that are left to the Almighty to understand. But we simply obey him when he instructs us to do something. So Jesus gave his disciples a model for daily prayer, which is an excellent starting place in your praying each day. And of course, in that same chapter, Matthew 6, Jesus warns us against repetitious prayer. So it's a good thing to pray it with a thinking mind, with an engaged heart, and not just throwing words out like I was taught to do as a Catholic, and to pray mechanical, repetitious prayer, which again, Jesus rebukes in the 6th chapter, the same chapter here of Matthew chapter 6. And his model prayer, the disciples' prayer, would be this. Jesus said that we're to pray after this manner. He said, "Our Father," where's God? He's in heaven. Make sure you're using a King James Bible, because the fake Bibles have even removed "which art in heaven," which shouldn't surprise any of us. "Our Father, which art in heaven." Who is he? God is our Father, and he's in heaven. "Hallowed or holy be thy name. Thy kingdom come." Yes, Lord, your kingdom come. "Thy will be done." Where? In earth. We're praying to the Father who is in heaven that his will would be done in earth as it is in heaven. "Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine," yes, yours, Lord, "is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen." Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. And as we close, saints, there's a scripture at the very end of the whole Bible canon, and it gives us the last prayer in the whole Bible, and that would be, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Right before that, we have the last promise of the Bible, and then we have the last prayer. Let me read the whole verse, and that would be Revelation 22:20, the second to last verse in the whole Bible. "He which testifieth these things," and now in red letters, "saith, Surely I come quickly." That's the last promise recorded in the Bible. Jesus is coming, saints, and he says, "I come quickly." Then it says, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." That's the heart cry of all of his saints that are in the earth now. And Heavenly Father, we do pray that you would bless us with your grace, your divine enablement, as your fuel to power us all the way into glory with you when you return, Lord. We love you. And we declare, Lord, with the scripture here, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, brothers and sisters, it's been a blessing to spend these moments with you in the Word of God. And remember, there's hundreds of more Christ-centered, scripture-rich, edifying podcasts on safeguardyoursoul.com/audios. There's also a store page with several many books on there for your edification in Christ. They're all scripture-rich and Christ-centered. Also, tens of thousands of saints and sinners are being reached every month, and your prayers are coveted for the fruitfulness and supply of this outreach. God be praised, by the way, for those who are supporting. And feel free to visit our donate page on the site, and you can use your debit card, PayPal, or Patreon, and you can become a monthly sustaining member if you choose to do so, and a gift of any amount is so appreciated. Part of this outreach is to equip and supply other ministering disciples across our great country and all over the world. And may God be praised that there's fruitfulness happening among His people and through His beloved saints, as we know that the return of our Lord Jesus Christ draws nigh. And we say together, in the words of Revelation 22, "Even so, come, Lord Jesus." Amen.